Blog Talk Radio.
He that know the right and do it wrong shall be spanked with many stripes. When the Eden comes, your children step wise. Even though they make mention of them and those,
fire
they will never be friends. You know why? You know why? Yes. Them have the heart of a pagan. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know. People are moved with Satan. Righteous shod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know. People are moved with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Poor people see hostility rising daily. Ignorant multiply brutality.
I'm your now here at a Hebrew point of view. And we're going to be talking about tonight a conversation with Abba. You know, as last week I mentioned on Jeremiah 1:10 with the brothers, that me and my youngest daughter, we had a conversation about why everybody not going to be saved? Why is the Creator going to kill everybody? I mean, not just outright kill them or allow them to go to the lake of fire. And she had so many questions about that. In her mind, she couldn't understand why would he do that? Why would Yahweh allow his creation to go into the lake of fire? You know, we had a good conversation about that, because it was about an hour. Because question after question. Well, what if you are a good person? You know, you don't do no wrong. And I said, well, that's according to who good you're looking at. Is you looking at man's good, or are you looking at Yahweh's good? Because he has a good. You know, he has a way for man to live. And sadly, mankind don't want to live the way he wants us to live. All of us. Some of us anyway. Very few want to live and sacrifice their lives for Yahweh's sake. Very few. And even within that few that want to sacrifice their lives, it's a struggle. It's not easy to just to sacrifice your life to the Creator. Because there are so many obstacles in this world. There's so many hidden minefields, I may say, in this world system that we sometimes don't see them, and sometimes we do see them and fall right in. Fall right in until a situation blows up into our faces. That's when we get back online with the Father. Many of us walk over minefields all the time. And when we walk over those, we look to Abba to put us back together because we got blew up. Whatever the situation was, it blew up in our faces. But reading in the Apocrypha, the second book of Ezra, Ezra had an interesting conversation with Abba, with the Father Yah. And I'm going to read starting in, if you don't have the Apocrypha, because I know we talk about get your tools. The Apocrypha is what they will call the lost books of the Bible, but they're not actually lost. Because I'm reading one right now. They were just taken away. If you get you a Jerusalem Bible, it's in there. You get you a King James 1611, it's in there also. But if you have one, go to 2 Ezra, starting at 8, starting at verse 15, and we're going to read through 9 to 22. And I thought those were interesting numbers myself, where the thought starts and where the thought ends, in that 8:15, and at 9:22. Interesting. But nevertheless, I will always have a message in everything. In everything, if you have an ear to hear, he has a message. And what joy to be able to just bring his message to the world. Listening to Brother Yaki out this Sabbath talk about Israel, we are a special breed. We are a chosen, special breed of people who Yahweh have entrusted with his word, who give an understanding to his word. Those 12 tribes, those 12 brothers who formed the nation of Yisrael stood at the foot of Mount Zion and heard the voice of the Heavenly Father. We are their descendants today. And not just his their direct descendants, but those who take hold of his covenant and his son. So we here, we don't believe that you have to be a direct descendant of those 12 tribes to have salvation. No, we don't teach that. We teach that salvation is for everyone. Every single human being on the planet Earth. In fact, the work is already done. It's up to that human being to take it. No, he's not going to force it on you. He's not going to make you do it. He's simply going to give you a choice. Choice is up to you. But he do say this to those who put their hands to the plow and take their hands off. It's better for you not to be ever born to do that. To start with your hands on this plow, pushing it, working it, and to let it go, it's best for you not to ever been born. Let's hear this conversation between our forefather, Ezra, and Yahweh. Starting at verse 15, family. Now, therefore, Yahweh, I will speak. This is Ezra speaking. Touching man in general, meaning just man, period, mankind, period. Thou knowest best. You know best, Abba. But touching thy people, for whose sake I am sorry, and for thy inheritance, for whose cause I mourn, and for Israel, for whom I am heavy, and for Jacob, for whose sake I am troubled. Therefore will I begin to pray before thee for myself and for them. For I see the falls of us that dwell in the land. For I have heard the swiftness of the judge which is to come. Therefore, hear my voice and understand my words, and I shall speak before thee. And I'm going to stop there, family. I will be stopping periodically this, as the Spirit leads me. It tickles Abba when his righteous ones conversate with him, to reason with him. I believe he get great joy out of that. And you will hear that as we read through this. When I read it earlier, all I can feel is great joy when I read it, because this brother, he's standing there and he's conversating with Abba. Not just conversating, but he's reasoning with Abba. Listen to his reasoning, family. Well, stop it. Therefore, hear my voice and understand my words, and I shall speak before thee. This is the beginning of thy words of Ezra, before he was taken up. And I said, O Yahweh, thou that dwellest in the everlasting, which beholdest from above, above things in heaven and in the air, whose throne is intestable, whose glory may not be comprehended, before whom the host of angels stand with trembling, whose service is covered in wind and fire, whose word is true and saying constant, whose commandment is strong and ordinance fearful. Now, you got to hear the tactic how Ezra is coming. He's bigging up Abba. And if you ever read in Job around chapter 28, about 34, starting around 32, 34, 33, where Job started to, what he will call reasoning with Abba. He didn't do this. Job came pointing the finger towards Abba. And if you ever read that, Abba got, he got indignant. He got upset with Job. So the conversation going to go a little different than when the Job conversation. But listen to the wisdom. Not saying that he's doing that just to try to, hey, I can pull one over on Abba. I'm going to speak the truth. You are all these things. Because we can't pull one over. We can't be slick and big him up and, okay, all right, son, well, I'm going to let you get what you want. Because, you know, I'm vain. He's not like us. He's not vain. So you can't big Abba up in that sense. Whose commandment is strong and ordinance is fearful, whose look dry up depths, and indignation make the mountains to melt away, and which the truth witness, O hear the prayer of thy servant, and give ear to the petition of thy creation. This is where in the book of Ezra says, creature, for while I live, I will speak, and so long as I have understanding, I will answer. O, look not upon the sins of thy people, but on them which serve thee in truth. Regard not the wicked invitations of the heathen, but the desire of those that keep the testimonies in affliction. Think not upon those that have walked friendly before thee, but remember them which according to thy will have known thy fear. Let it not be that thy will to destroy them which have lived like beasts, but to look upon them that have clearly taught thy law. I'm going to stop right there for a second, because we hear the contrast. This is the thought that he's saying. Abba, because he come off saying how great he is, how magnificent he is, and how the angels tremble before him, how his creation obeys him, and even how mankind is disobeying him. But this is his reasoning. Abba, don't pay that no attention. Don't pay none of that no attention, but pay attention to those who are keeping your law, statutes, and judgment, those who fear your name. Look on that, Father. Take joy in that. Take joy in that. Don't worry about those who are out there sinning. Let them be. Just look at those who are doing what you ask them to do. And I guess if my daughter and her reasoning, she had the same reason. Like, why would he kill or allow all those people to go to the lake of fire? Because they're not living the way he say live, why would he let them? And now Brother Ezra is talking, don't even pay that no mind, Abba. That shouldn't be important to you. But take for yourselves, those who have those type of questions, take for yourself. You were king or queen, and your children was to inherit your kingdom. Which ones would you leave it to? Would you leave it to the ones who just totally disregard you and your ways and what you laid down for them to inherit your kingdom? Or would you leave it for those who try and do what you ask them to do? That's just a thought. That's simple. But let's get back to the Brother Ezra. 29. Let it not be thy will to destroy them which have lived like beasts, but to look upon them that had clearly taught thy law or thy Torah. Take thou no indignation at them which are deemed worse than beasts, but love them that love them away, always. Put their trust in thy righteousness and glory. Don't pay them no mind, Father. Love those who keeping your righteousness. That's where you should be focusing at. For we and our fathers do languish of such disease, but because of us sinners, thou shalt be called merciful. Hey, we messed up, but because we are sinners, and you overlook our sinning, you should be called merciful, Father. And then that sounds good. That's almost like the Catholic Church or how the Christian Church teaches it. That's how they teach it. If you look into their doctrines, hey, no matter what you do, Yahweh will always love you. Or what they will say, God will always love you. No matter what you do or how you live, he will always love you. Why? Because he's merciful. No different than what the brother just said. You will be called merciful because you overlook our sins, Father. And even included himself. 32. For if thou hast desire to have mercy upon us, thou shalt be called merciful to us, namely, that have no works of righteousness. You hear that? Even more to those who don't even try to keep the Torah, don't even try to do something right, to them you will be called righteous, even more to the righteous. To do something right, those people, they will call you righteous even more, Father. Think about that. I mean, listen to the reasoning of Brother Ezra. He's reasoning. He's trying to reason with the Father. And let's finish with the story because it tickles me. It tickles me. 33. For the just which have many good works laid up with thee shall out of their own deeds receive a reward. For what is a man that thou shouldest take displeasure at him? Or what is a corruptible generation that thou should be so bitter toward it? Hold on. Do you hear the reasoning of this brother? Man ain't that important for you to be looking at him like that, Father. What he's doing down here in this earth, he's not that important. And he didn't just say man, he mentioned a whole generation is corrupt in front, in the eyes of the Father. They are corrupt. He even admitted that they are corrupt. But his reasoning and his thinking is, Father, you shouldn't even pay attention to them. What is he? What is man that you're paying attention to his wicked deeds? I mean, you may have some atheists that they have the same feeling. The exact same feeling. Why would this supreme being, or an agnostic, why would this supreme being even take notice of us down here? We nothing to him. David said it this way in the Psalms. What is man that thou considerest him? He asked a question. I'm quite sure these books was around. What is man that thou considerest him? He must be something to the Father. But this brother reason, hey, you too big for that, Father. You just too big to be even paying attention to what's going on down here. Let's finish it out. Let's stop there. 35. For in truth there is no man among them that be born, but he hath dwelt wickedly. And among the faithful there is none which have not done amiss. For in this, O Yahweh, thy righteousness and thy goodness shall be declared, if thou be merciful unto them which have not the confidence of good works. Now, I'm kind of perplexed at that. And I'm thinking Abba was too, like, man, you want me to disregard the whole Torah and what I sent down to man You want me to disregard that for mankind? No. Now that's just for this reading. Man, stop that. 36. 37. Then answered he me. Now Yahweh got to speak. He got to speak now. Then answered he me and said, some things have thou spoken aright, and according unto thy words it shall be. See, you listen. See, I was sitting back there. He patient. He interrupted the brother. He said, okay, you're right on some of these issues, son. He's sitting there, he's smiling at his righteous son. He's smiling at him. See, your heart is in a little bit. It's in the right place a little bit. You have love a little bit for mankind. 38. For indeed, I will not think on disposition of them which have sinned before death, before judgment, before destruction. Hey, right now, they all good. But death and destruction is coming. Death and destruction is coming. You spoke right, Ezra. Some of the stuff you were saying was all right. But let me say my piece right now. 39. But I will rejoice over the disposition of the righteous. And I will remember also the pilgrimage and the salvation and the reward that they shall have. Listen to that, friend. That the righteous shall have. Hallelujah. Like as I have spoken now, so shall it come to pass. For as the husbandman soweth much seed upon the ground. Oh, my brother Harvell spoke about the seed sow. Go back in the archives and find that when that was a good teaching. And yet the thing that is sown good in his season cometh not up, neither doeth all that is planted take root. Even so it is of them that are sown in the world. They shall not all be saved. Is that an understanding that the Father has? That they shall not all be saved. Why? Because when he sowed, that wasn't just for Israel. That was for the whole world. That was for any mankind to pick up that seed and grab it, grab hold to it. But he understands that everybody just not going to pick that seed up. Everybody do not want salvation. And that, as me and my sister was talking earlier, as I told my daughter, that was one of the hardest things for me as a believer to understand. Because coming up, you've been taught this way of the Creator. You've been taught this false way of him. This false way. Thinking that the whole world is going to be saved. It's going to be nothing but joy. No. Thinking that when you come to the Creator, oh boy, you're just going to be so happy and your life is going to be in utopia. You're skipping through the tulips, as my rabbi used to say all the time. It's going to be joy. Not so. Not so. And that's for a reason. And I answered then and said, if I have grace, let me speak. See, they're conversating. They're going back and forth. I answered them and said, if I have found grace, let me speak. Like as the husbandman's seed perishes if it come not up and receive not thy rain in due season, or if there come too much rain and corrupt it. Listen to what the brother said. I'm going to read that again. I'm going to slow it down. Like as the husbandman's seed perishes, if it come not up. Who is the husbandman but Yahushua? And he the one that have a seed. He's given us his word. The seed is the word. And he's saying if the seed does not take root in some people. Because if we go back to the parable of the soul seed, because that's all talking about the word. When you get a chance, on your own time, go into the scriptures and find the parable of the soul seed. I'm thinking that's in Matthew 15. We'll find it before the night's over. Somebody let me know. So we can allow people to go read it for themselves. But he's right here. He's talking about a seed. Now, this is Brother Ezra trying to give a rebuttal to the Father, trying to come and reason with the Father. And receive not thy rain in due season. In other words, Father, if you don't shine on it, if you don't rain on it, if you don't give some water to it, or if there come too much rain and corrupt it, you know, too much water will drown out a seed. That's why when you first come in, you first come in this way, and it's good to you, and you feel that you just want to run back out there, and you want to tell everybody you see. But you can't. You can't just go and start talking to people about the things you know, even today that I have learned. You can't do it because you will drown them. You will give them too much. And after a while, what you're saying to them, you'll sound just like the lady on Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah. That's all they hear. Because you even gave them too much, and you didn't drown them. Matthew 13, parable of the seed sower. 44, even so perish man also, which is formed with thy hands, and is called thy own image, because thou art like unto him, for whose sake thou hast made all things, and liken him unto the husbandman's seed. You hear the brother reasoning? Look, Father, if mankind don't make it, they are made in your image. You made mankind. Let me read it again. Remember that. 44. Even so perishes man also, which is formed with thy hands. Right there. Yahweh, you formed man. It was your doing. And is called thy own image, because thou art like unto him, for whose sake thou hast made all things, and liken him unto the husband's seed. Everything in this world system, in this world period was made for man. Everything was made for man. And man was made in your image. No. Adam was made in his image. That's who was made in his image. Everything after Adam, we are made in Adam's image. We have fallen. But listen, he's taking it further than that. Even when Adam fell, because Adam was made in your image, you could have stopped it. Let's listen to what the brother's saying. I love it. Because that's the grace that the Father has given us. That's the power. When he say, boldly come to my throne. But you can't come to his throne if you're not right. If you're not right, you cannot go to a throne talking like that. You can't do it. He only want to hear you. 45. Be not wroth with us, but spare thy people, and have mercy upon thy own inheritance, for thou art merciful unto thy creation. Then answer he me. He got to keep coming back. Then answered he me and said, things present are for the present, and things to come for such as to be to come. For thou comest far short that thou shouldest be able to love my creation more than I. Y'all hear that? Oh. I'll tell you, that just gave me joy. That tickles me. Because I can hear Abba now. That's like one of your children trying to tell you that they love your brother, their brother or sister, more than you love them. Who would do things and have been doing things more than you if you were a good parent. If you've been there from day one throughout their life. That's why I'm saying, obviously, you fall short. You just fall short if you think you love my creation more than I do. For Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Ezra, have you given up your child for the world? Will you give up your child for the world? That's Abba. Now, Ezra, he's given a good reasoning. That's why I say an interesting conversation with Abba. Because if you have that in you, you don't want to see mankind fall. You don't want to see people just thrown into the lake of fire. You have some compassion in you. But that's a hard pill to swallow to know that everybody ain't going to make it. But what makes it a little easier to swallow when you find out they don't care. They don't even want to make it. They have no thought in trying to make it. But what you do know is at the end, it's destruction for you. That's it. Pure destruction. You know that. But you do know that they don't care. They don't, in their mind, they are deceived that there is no mighty one. In their mind, there is no heaven or hell. So I'm going to live life to the fullest. However I want, I will make my own choices. I am what they was. What was the old saying? I am the boss of me. Remember that? That's how people feel. I am the boss of me. Ain't nobody over top of me. So, you know, that pill comes a little bit easy to swallow when you realize they feel like that. But those who are out there straight up deceived and just don't know, you have some sympathy, some compassion for them. Where's that, man? Okay, 47. But thou comest far short that thou shouldest be able to love my creation more than I. While I have oftentimes drawn nigh unto thee and unto it, but never to the unrighteous. Listen to that. Oh, no matter what you do, you can go to the Father. Just say I'm sorry. No matter what you do, God loves you. No matter what you do, he loves you. Boy, you could just have sex with 3 donkeys 3 nights in a row. And the 4th night, you wanted a horse. Don't matter. God loves you. But what did he say? Yeah, I took consideration of you. Ezra, I took consideration to those I've given my law, statutes, and judgment and have fallen short. But for those who don't even pay no attention and have no plans of paying no attention and have no thought of me, I don't even care about them. I take no thought of what they're doing. Yeah, he got real, as the Hoppers would say. He got real with him. You read that again, man. 47. I'm going to read. But I have oftentimes drawn nigh unto thee. I mean, he's sending things out. He's coming to you. And unto it. What's the it? His creation. But never to the unrighteous. Never to the unrighteous. What's the scripture say? Turn from thy wicked ways, and then he shall hear from his holy mouth. But if you ain't turning from your wicked ways, he will not hear. sinner's prayer, he does not hear. And I'm telling you, man, if you try to live this way and you know you're around the public, you're around people all the time and workplaces and everything, and it's amazing the world perception of the soul. It's amazing. And this new thing now that a lot of them say, won't he do it? Won't he do it? I know a sister who lives wickedly, has a boyfriend and has two other men on the side wickedly. And first thing that ever happens in her life, and if it's a good thing, won't he do it? Won't he do it? And I'm sitting there like, yeah, Satan will do it. Yes, he will do it for you. But that's not the Creator. That's not the Most High doing those things. That's life just happened to be life for you. That's it. That's it. Now, the scripture does say he reigned on the just and the unjust. Yes, for whatever he said in this world that's supposed to work the way it's supposed to work, that's what it's doing. Now, the sunshine is going to shine on the just and it's going to shine on the unrighteous. That's what it's going to do. But you think our way he's going to bless you when you live in totally contrary to his Torah? No, he will not. That's what we are talking about. You know you got some idiot out there to say something. Somebody try to say, no, no, my brother. Mm-mm. Scripture says he will reign on the just and the unjust. You're right. He will. But he said in his word, a sinner's prayer he does not hear. But y'all know, my brother, the scripture says that all sin is fall short of the glory. All of us. You're right. Keep it in the right context. Keep it in the right understanding. He said this, and this is the understanding of that. In Exodus, showing mercy to a thousand of those who keep my commandments. That's what he's talking about. Why would we need mercy if we keep his commandments? Because we're going to fall short, like the scripture says. We're going to fall short, but we strive to live the way he asks us to live. We strive for that. So he's going to show us mercy so we can get stronger in whatever fault that we keep falling in, that we are falling in, because we, as believers, we don't even want to keep falling in the same fault. We don't want to do that. And that means we're taking that mercy for granted. And yes, it will be cut off. That will be cut off. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Brother Shaul, Brother Paul asked us that question. So that means it will be cut off. We're going to run out of grace. But let's get back. Forty-eight. In this also, thou art marvelously before the Most High, in that thou hast humbled thyself. You understand what the Father was saying? Hey, son, you humbled yourself. You did right. You did right. In my eyesight, you humbled yourself. Brother Job, he got upset with me. He had to let Brother Job know some things. But this brother right here, he say, you humbled yourself. And that thou hast humbled thyself as it has become thee, and has not judged thyself worthy to be much glorified among the righteous. You know why? What did brother Albert just say? Look. You didn't even put yourself on the same level as the righteous. You put yourself below the righteous. Brother Shaul, Brother Paul said it this, O wretched man that I am. He comes to understand of it, about his nature. to Yahweh, he can't deal with a high-minded, a hardy person. There was a parable in the Gospels, and we'll find this one too, about a priest, a Pharisee, and a poor man. Matter of fact, as the sister find that, I'll read that one in your hymn, as Brother Shabba Elba said. You know, because I don't want to mess that one up. And the mindset of this brother. And the Pharisees, when he went to pray, scripture says that he stood up, poked his chest out, beat his chest, big enough himself. And it said, when the publican or sinner prayed, that he would know, he wouldn't even lift his head up to heaven. He stood afar off. He didn't even go up to the altar. He stood afar off and held his head down. He didn't look up.
Luke 18.
That's what I said.
A little bit.
Luke 18, family.
Nine.
Start Luke 18, 9. I'm going to read that because I don't want to mess it up. And he spoke this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Mm. Listen to what Yahushua said. Hold up. How can you be righteous and despise anybody? And that's a question for Israel. That's a question to our, what we call our angry cousins out there on the corner despising anybody. How can you be righteous and have wickedness and spitefulness in your heart, despising another person? How can you call yourself righteous? What scriptures are you reading? Where are you reading from? Because listen to what Yahushua said. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. A lot of us think that. We righteous. We got the truth. You don't. You don't have the truth, so you're nothing. Yes, Abba said he made the world for Israel. Yes, he said that. But he also said that I gave my son for the whole world. And he gave a pathway for the whole world to come to live with him. He knew and understand that they not. They just not going to do it. That doesn't mean the hand is not extended. That doesn't mean that we as his people hate and despise anybody. We as our people, we want to hate the white man so bad. We want to hate him so bad, the so-called Esau, and I don't believe in that theory. That Esau is the white man, I don't believe in that. I do believe and understand that there is a white supremacy, what we will call the fourth beast, the ruling class of this planet. There is a ruling class of this planet. There will be until Yahushua come back. Scripture says that in Daniel. Fourth beast going to rule. Daniel 7:25. Matter of fact, it started 7. Read that chapter. Talks about that fourth beast that's going to be in rule until the Messiah come back. So there is a ruling class that rules this earth right now. We're talking about the world system. I mean, sometimes you just got to be frank because some people going to always try to slide that little foolishness in there. So you got to always break it down to the lowest common denominator. We're talking about, we know that Abba Yah rules everything. But this world system right now, there is a ruling class that Satan has given his power to. that's in cahoots with Satan. But we talking about those who stay as righteous but have hatred in their hearts. Have hatred in their hearts and not love. Don't even know the first thing about being an Israelite. They don't have a clue. Two men went up, Luke 18:10. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood up and prayed thus with himself. You know what I mean? You can just imagine him standing there, all proud, chest stuck up, hands back, straight up. Yah, I thank thee that I am not as other men. That family, Prince of the just talked about him, so he's trying to shut us down. He ain't shutting nothing down around here. So we back on. Starting at 11. Back on 11. The first, he stood up and prayed, thus with himself, Yah, I thank thee that I am not as other men. Other men are extortioners, unjust, adulterous, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much his eyes unto the heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, Yah, be merciful to me, a sinner. Right there. I ain't got to finish it out. Be merciful unto me, Father. That's one of the first things we as believers should pray for. Ourselves. Forgive me, Father, for my sins. That's one of the first things we should pray for. Ourselves. But a lot of us, we want to project. We want to look at other people. We want to start with ourselves. And I would love this about this brother, his humility, Ezra. He wouldn't even count himself as one of the righteous. But Abba saw him as righteous. Let me find where I was, family. I'm going to start at 49. In that thou hast humbled thyself as it has become thee, and have not judged thyself worthy to be much glorified among the righteous. For many great miseries shall be done to them that in the latter time shall dwell in the world, because they have walked in great pride. Listen to that, family. You're walking in pride, you want to get rid of it. You want to get rid of that, even if you are a believer. Because we as believers, we still have a lot of pride in us. We still got a lot of part of that world and what we came into the faith with. Yahweh say, the way I'm going to get rid of it, that pride for you, I'm going to give you a lot of miseries, great miseries. That means a lot of hardship in your life. You say you're mine? Okay, well, I got to discipline you. Your life belongs to me. I got to discipline you because I love you. Because if I don't discipline you, I don't chasten you, you're going with the lake with the rest of the people. So I got to get that pride up out of you. But understand thou for thyself and seek out the glory for such as be like thee. Listen to what the Father said. Understand yourself. And seek those of like mind. Seek those of like minds. Those who want to be in the kingdom, those who want to share this salvation, seek them. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Go get them. And you will know them. Because my sheep know my voice. You will know them. Don't worry about them sinners out there. Don't worry about those unjust who not seeking my faith. Don't worry about them. For unto you is paradise open. The tree of life is planted. The time to come is prepared. Plentiness is made ready. A city is built and rest is allowed. Yea, perfect goodness and wisdom. The root of evil is filled up for you. Wickedness and the moth is hid from you. And corruption is fled unto hell to be forgotten. Sorrows are past, and in the end is shown the treasures of immortality. This is for the righteous. Wickedness gonna flee you. Corruption gonna flee you. And for therefore ask thou no more questions concerning the multitude of them that perish. I'm telling you, this is the same conversation me and my baby was having. Same conversation. Different words, but the same meanings. Listen to the Father. For when they have taken liberty, they despise the Most High. Thought scorn of his law and forsook his ways. Moreover, they have trodden down his righteous and said in their heart that there is no Yah, there is no mighty one, there is no power. This is the unrighteous. This is what they're saying in their heart. So why are you worried about them? Those who saying there are no mighty one. Why are you worried about them? Why are we worried about what the atheist is saying? Why are we worried about what anybody else is saying about the Most High? If he wanted to, he could come through the sky and show them right then and there. What did he tell Esther? Don't concern yourself with them. Concern yourself with like minds. Care less. But you who do not believe and don't want to believe in what the Most High says to me. You don't want to believe in him? That's your choice. He told me to do what he asked me to do. That's what he said. You do what I ask you to do, Ariel. And when they see you, they have no excuse. A like mind, he's going to come to you. Because you'll be at light. But those out there who ain't seeking, those out there who seeking to teach against me, I could care less about them, Aria. Long as you believe that I'm real. It's you who I need to believe that I am real. Not no atheist. Because if I wanted to, I can go to him. And I have. He rejected me. An interesting conversation with Yahweh. Woo! These books have so much power in it. It ain't no just 66 books. It's much more. It's much more. And don't tell me they don't intertwined with the spirit of Yahweh. We hear it. I'm going to start at 56 again. For when they had taken liberty, they despised the Most High, thought scorn of his law, of his Torah, and forsook his ways. Moreover, they have trodden down his righteous and said in their heart, there is no mighty one. Yea, and that knowing they must die. Listen to ours. You stand there as no mighty one, and you know you must die. You must die. You can say that there's no mighty one all you want, but you're going to die. You're going to be faced with me one day. So right now, you can speak against me all you want. This is what I said in my word. Man that is born of a woman is full of troubles in short days. Dust thou art come from, and dust thou shall return. I said that in my word. Now, if that's not my word, then let somebody else stop death. Let somebody else stop it. It haven't happened yet. I don't care if you're out there trying to be transhumanist or whatever you want to be, you're not going to stop death. You're not going to take what Abba made and join it with anything else and live 10 to 20 to 30 to 40, 50,000 years longer. You can't prolong 1 minute more to your death when Abba say it's time for you to go. You cannot do it. I don't care what you do. Scientists, those who are seeking other means to prolong their lives, you can be in the best shape of your life. If I say time to come home, time to close them eyes, that's it. You're going to close them eyes. But you see all that in your heart, knowing you must die. It tickles him. It tickles him. The thought of mankind, the thoughts that we come up with, it tickles a father. Do you really believe that you're going to live forever? You're going to die. Listen to the words. Knowing that you must die. I got to read that again. What was it? What was that at? And therefore ask. No, that one. I get off. I'm messing up. 58 families. And said in their heart that there is no mighty one, yea, and that knowing they must die. For as the things aforesaid shall receive you, so thirst and pain are prepared for you. For them, thirst and pain is prepared for those who say there is no mighty one. Amen. For it was not his will that men should come to naught. It wasn't Yahweh's will for men to come to naught. It's not. But mankind is saying in their own heart that there is no mighty one. Nobody has created me. I am the boss of me. Okay, it wasn't prepared for you. It was prepared for Satan and his minions. Hell was the lake of fire. But because you want to follow in the same footsteps of him, you're going right with him. But they which he created have defiled the name of him that made them, and were unthankful unto him which prepared life for them. Listen to the Father. He hath prepared life for mankind, but you are unthankful. Every day you open them eyes, you say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah for waking up. When you go to sleep, hallelujah for going back to sleep, for finishing through a day. Because he had prepared life for you, but they unthankful. Given many reasons. And therefore is my judgment now at hand. Those things have I not shown unto all men, but unto thee, and a few like thee. Then answered I and said, behold, O Yahweh, now hast thou showed me the multitude of the wonders which thou wilt begin to do in the last times. But at what time that thou hast not showed me? In other words, you ain't showed me the time. You showed me everything that's happening, but you ain't showed me when it's going to happen. Same thing, the apostles came and asked Joshua at the Mount of Olives. You know, once you come into that relationship with the Father, that's a question on your mind. Father, when are you coming back? When are you coming back and set things in order? That should be every believer's thought. When are you coming back? Hopefully you come back in my lifetime, but you know, if you're not, just allow me to wake up and see you. Chapter 9, family, going down to 22. And he answered me then and said, measure thou the time diligently in thyself. And when thou seest part of the signs pass, then shalt thou understand that it is the very same time wherein the highest will begin to visit the world which he made. Therefore, when there shall be seen earthquakes and uproars of the people in the world. Same thing in Matthew 24. Then shalt thou well understand that the Most High speak of those things from the days that were before thee, even from the beginning. For like as all that is made in the world have a beginning and an end, and the end is manifest, even so the times also of the highest have plain beginnings, and wonders and powerful works, and endings in effect and in signs. Everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his works and by faith, whereby ye have believed, shall be preserved from the said perils, and shall see my salvation in my land, and within my borders, for I have sanctified them for me from the beginning. You know what's so beautiful about it? Brother Yaakov brought out some of the same things this past Shabbat. The same, when Abel, when he want a point driven, he takes his spokesman and he make it into a beautiful picture. Because it ain't like me and the brother got together and said, look, you talk about this and I'm going to bring this part out. No, we don't do that here. We allow the Spirit of Yahweh to move upon us and we speak his word. That's all we can do. And you'll tell when one of us speaking on our own. Because you're here. Back to the scripture segment. Where am I? Verse 9. Then shall there be in pitiful case, which now have abused my ways, and they have cast them away despitefully, shall dwell in torments. For such, remember I said, it's better for you not to put your hand to that pile. For such as in their life have received benefits and have not known me, and they that have loathed my law while they have yet liberty and as yet place of repentance was open unto them, understood not, but despised it. Understand what he's saying. There was place for you to repent of your ways, but you despised his ways. He's talking about a time that's coming that you're not going to have place to repent. You're not going to have time to repent. As the scripture talks about that grace going to come to an end, but that time is fast upon us. Grace is coming to an end. And the scripture says, those that holy, in Revelations, let them be holy. And those that wicked, let them be wicked. Your fate is sealed. Your fate is sealed. I'm going to read 10 again, starting at 10. For such in their life have received benefits and have not known me. Blessings, you got some blessings. And they that have loathed my law, while they have yet liberty, and when as yet place of repentance was open unto them, understood not, but despised it. The same must know it after death by pain. And that was God. Oh, man. What do you say? What do you say? You saying that there's no mighty one and you know you're going to die. You know one day you're going to close your eye, you're going to die. After death, you're going to know pain. Woo! I would. Yeah, I love his word. Yeah, I love his word. Man. 13. And therefore be thou not curious how the ungodly shall be punished. Yes. And when, say who the world is and for whom the world is created. Then answered I and said, I have said before and now do speak, and will speak it also hereafter, that there be many more of them which perish than of them which shall be saved. He coming to some understanding. Hey, Abba, and what my little argument, I understand now. There's going to be a lot that perish. Then that will be saved. And that's hard for us. That's hard. Yahushua understood that. He knew that. Broad is the way. And wide. That leadeth to destruction, and many gonna follow me. But few that find a way that leadeth to righteousness. Matter of fact, I need to read that. Matthew 7:25, 7 or 5. When I find that, I will read that. Because Yahushua understood that too. I'm going to come back to that. I'm going to come back to it. Let me finish reading now. I'm thinking that's in 7. Now, 7:13. Starting at 7:13, family. Matthew 7:13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go therein. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few be there find it. So there are going to be many on the road to destruction, to the lake of fire. Many. And few won't find salvation. Few. All pills swallowed. Yeah, 15. I have said before, and now do speak. And back in Ezra 9:15, family. I have said before, and now do speak, and will speak it also hereafter. Yeah, I'm speaking it now, and after this, I'm really going to speak. I'm really going to let people know. Hey, everybody ain't going to make it into the kingdom. Won't you be one of them? That there be many more of them which perish than of them which shall be saved. Like as a wave is greater than a drop. And he answered me, saying, like as the fields is so also the seed, as the flower be, such are the colors also, such as the workman is, such also is the work. And as the husbandman is himself, so is the husbandry also. For it was the time of the world. And now, when I prepared the world, this is Yahweh speaking again, which was not yet made, even for them to dwell in, that now live, no man speak against me. Let me read that again. Now, when I prepared the world, which was not yet made, even for them dwelt that now in live, no man speak against me. For then everyone obeyed, but now the manners of them which are created in this world that is made are corrupted by a perpetual seed. I wonder whose seed is that. And by a law which is unsearchable, rid themselves. They don't want to take hold of Yahushua, and they don't want to take hold of his law. So I considered the world, and behold, there was peril because of the devices that were come into it. And I saw and spread it greatly, and have kept me a grape of the cluster and a plant of a great people. Let the multitude perish then, which was born in vain, and let my grape be kept and my plant, for which great labor have I made it perfect. Understand that? His grape and his plant. We hear the scriptures all through that. We hear the correlations between both scriptures. All scripture, Yahweh's word is one fact. Let anybody tell you that these books right here is no good. He's still speaking to us through these books, still showing us things to come through these books. He said he took great, he made, I have made it perfect. And sometimes our lives get hard. Why? Because Yahweh is trying to make us perfect so we can fit in his kingdom. He said, I wish not no man perish, but he understands that some just not going to take hold of what he laid down. And there may be a hard pill to swallow that some men are going to perish. Some of our family members, uncles, aunts, cousins, co-workers, mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, nieces, nephews, are going to perish. They are not going to take hold of Yahweh's Torah and the testimony of his son. That's life. That's life. I want to thank y'all tonight, family. Beautiful conversation with Al. Beautiful. We'll be back next week, y'all willing, to continue from a Hebrew point of view. I'm your brother, Ari Hall, and I bid you shalom.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
give your name the highest praise today.